Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. It's a Sam-less episode, obviously, because there's no guttural screaming or whatever he's doing now in your ear.
Wait. Don't close the browser. Wait. It's good. We promise.
I don't think we're in any danger of that. Sorry, Sam. But we've got Zach, obviously, and we've got Becca. Hello to the two of you.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're gonna get into it. What do we got? Just bad news. Just bad news all around, pretty much, is what we've got with the beers
sick.
Today.
Yeah,
it's just nothing. No, not weak. I wasn't saying the articles are bad. Just,
I said bleak.
Oh, bleak. Yes, bleak. Yeah. See, yeah. I can't even blame that on... I was saying before we started recording that I don't like the Discord because I feel like it cuts out every third word. But Becca's sitting right next to me, so I can't even blame that on Discord. Got those old man ears.
Well, listening issue.
What?
I'm kidding.
Okay, well, that was, you know, really funny 50s era stuff just there. So, Zach, what do you have to drink this week?
So I have got... from Mobcraft Beer, Bury Me 6 Feet Deep, and it's berry, like the things that grow on plants. It is an ale brewed with blueberry and mint leaves. Ooh. It is 5.3% ABV, and it poured out like Fruit Punch Red, and right now there's zero head on it whatsoever. There was a brief period of time where there were small pink bubbles on top here that are now gone. It smells like vinegar. Like it just smells like a cleaning product. I'm expecting this to be very sour. I gotta recalibrate because it doesn't taste like vinegar, but I don't know that it tastes good either. So I was bracing myself for something really, really bad. It's not as sour as I thought, but it is very like, I don't know. It's not pleasant. This is not going to be a strong recommend for me, but it's not as horrible as I was afraid it was going to be.
Are you telling me that minty beer isn't very good?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say it's minty at all, but probably not.
Yeah. That's a bummer. But we were thinking in the same category, I guess, because we both have... Oh, Becca, do you want to introduce it?
No, I don't.
No? Weird.
I'm just going to look at the label.
Weird.
Well, Sam's not here, so I'm not going to be made fun of for doing it wrong.
I don't know.
I'd still rather you do it.
Zach's vicious.
I mean...
we have Lining Cool's Berry Vice. So we were also on the berry track. This is a Vice beer brewed with blackberry juice, I believe. And probably a lot of – it's probably really brewed with artificial flavors and, like, xanthan gum because it's Lining Cool's. But it says blackberry juice. Do you want to describe it, Becca?
Sure.
Okay. What does it look like to you?
Well, it's a little hazy, actually. It's not clear. Well, I can't tell if that's from the glass or not.
Yeah, no. It's pretty clear.
It's pretty clear.
Got some water stains in it.
So
pours out with a dead spider in the bottom. Yeah.
Sure. No, there was no head on it either. Like when we poured.
Yeah,
it
that
out.
Is correct.
It's
like a reddish tinted amber. I would say there's not much of a head. It's pretty clear. I'm not seeing any floaties or anything like that. It smells like very kind of. It smells like a 10% juice kind of. Juice that you get at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it tastes like.
It smells like juicy juice.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like something at the back.
I don't know. I mean,
ruminate.
There's blackberry in there. It tastes kind of artificial to me. It's very sweet. It's not terrible, but if I had more than one of these, I would absolutely get a hangover and maybe throw up. I don't do well with the sugary drinks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tempt me with a good time.
I feel like
it's trying really hard to be sangria.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of taste like sangria. That's true. Do you like the sugary drinks, Zach?
I have a sweet tooth, I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind a sweet beverage. There's definitely a point at which I will regret them, but it is not usually while I am drinking them.
I
Usually that
gotcha.
moment of clarity comes well after.
That makes sense to me. Well, that's, probably the same kind of clarity that one of the stars of our next article wish he had. From BleacherReport.com, WWE fan ejected for throwing beer bottle at John Cena on video during WWE SmackDown.
Did he say John Cena's name? Because maybe he couldn't see him.
Do you think he thought he was throwing the bottle
Yeah.
into the trash can?
Maybe.
And
He's
just
standing
like,
right in front of the garbage. Couldn't see him. Couldn't see
yeah,
him.
exactly.
Yes.
No, I think this person was probably just a D-bag. Now,
Yeah.
it's not as bad as it could have been because we can see that it was like one of those ultra cans that's like
Oh,
aluminum,
wow.
or
It's
like
light enough.
bottles that's like aluminum, not cans, and not glass. So it's not like it shattered all over the place. But I guess somebody, yeah, tossed a bottle and it hit the stage and bounced up into his knee pad. So could
He'll
have,
never recover.
yeah. And then the guy was swiftly escorted out. But oh boy.
They should have put him in the ring.
They should have put him
That's
in the
the best
ring.
way to learn.
That's true.
Face John Cena.
I feel like, I don't, oh man, this is it. This is how I know I'm getting old. I'm like, wasn't this kind of a, isn't this a classic wrestling thing? Hucking a beer bottle? Like, what's the problem? Like, I get you can't do it at medieval times to the horses, but like,
We're too
if you're
soft.
gonna play a bad guy at like the trailer park's greatest opera, get ready for some fucking beer bottles, bud. Like,
Yeah.
the second half of the article does talk about how NWA matches were famous for people throwing stuff, but that they said was mostly because everybody was mad and thought NWA was garbage and so wanted to throw stuff at it.
That was fine. That was thematic. That was more of a literary criticism
Exactly,
than the
right.
wrestling.
Yeah. So I don't know. Wrestling and hockey, I think, are the two sports where people typically throw stuff into the area of play.
Or any Eagles event.
Do they? I don't
Any Philadelphia sporting event, I'll raise you. I
know.
feel like that's a classic Philly move.
That's
Yeah, don't they
true.
throw? Oh, and in was it Buffalo where, well, they throw snowballs at Buffalo, but I'm pretty sure it was a Buffalo game a couple years ago where they were hucking bottles on at the refs.
Oh shit.
Although
Yikes.
all that could have been Philadelphia because that sounds like a Philadelphia thing
It
to
really
do.
does, but that wouldn't surprise me. I, Bills fans are crazy.
I still maintain that you should be able to buy alcohol at a stadium up until the game is over. I don't care how many bottles they're throwing at John Cena.
Dude, you gotta move here. I feel like that's a very Wisconsin attitude. But yeah, I feel like they should, you should be allowed to throw one bottle at a sporting event. Like the first, if you're going to charge me like $15 for a beer, I should be able to do my best to throw it from
Right.
my seat onto the field. And like, if it hits a fan, you're out of there. But if you get it onto the field, you're fine. Like, I think that should be the dynamic for throwing things at a sporting event. It's like, you got to get it all the way out of the field. Otherwise you're out of here.
Now,
Yeah.
do you think this should be allowed at every sporting event? Like,
I definitely children's sporting events.
for sure. It's like that,
You should have to drink at kids' events. You should have to.
Yeah,
like that
seriously.
commercial where Peyton Manning donks a kid in the back of the head.
Exactly. I think the WNBA would really benefit from a lot of rowdy fans. Like, I think really need to really ramp it
Well,
up.
I'm just thinking about like, golf or tennis or something that's like traditionally very staid,
Fuck yeah. Golf? Is there an easier sport? I don't, are we gonna pretend like getting distracted in golf is like it's impossible now? Like, the ball is still not fucking
It's
moving. Are
true.
you kidding me?
That's true.
Like, if you can basically tell someone you're gonna murder their whole family at a baseball game, like if you're just sitting on the third baseline, you should be able to definitely say shit to golfers.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't hit a ball properly because you got distracted by something, you don't deserve to be a golfer.
These are hot
Agreed.
takes on the links here.
Completely agree. Yeah, they should throw you in a lake and have you eaten by gators,
Yep.
if you can't hit the ball and someone's shouting at you.
So that
Yep.
is one thing that golf has going for it. There are very few sports where you're likely to encounter gators. Like, there's probably not going to be any gators on the football field,
Probably not. Yeah, unless you're in Florida.
I guess.
My brother goes to my brother lives in Florida and is super into golf now. I don't know if he actually golfs, but he watches, and that worries me, but I'm gonna ask him if they've seen any alligators.
We saw alligators when we went down to visit him.
Well, yeah, but I meant, like, on the golf
course. No. Nah.
But I like that they're just like, yeah, hole 15 has an alligator on it. You got to kind of work around it. But no one be loud, please. Just please be quiet.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm sorry. That just feels insane to me.
It is very odd. Yeah. It is very odd. All right. Well, cool. Do you watch the wrestling?
I am not 11, so no. But I did when I was 11.
You did? I feel like that was probably too young for John Cena. I was going to ask if you have any feelings about John Cena, because he's turning heel now, which I guess is a big deal.
I love that people care. I think it's funny that people are this invested, because when I found out it was fake as a child, I was like, well, what the fuck are we doing then?
Right.
This isn't as good as like an actual written TV show.
Yeah.
So why are we watching? People are like, oh, well, if the athletic ability is still there. I'm like, yeah, sure, but I don't know who's going to win a basketball game.
Right.
Like, it's not literally scripted by someone who's going to win.
I guess
so. It's just bizarre to me.
Yeah. If it was for the, you know, athletic ability, why don't we just see these guys doing, like, hilarious stunts for, like, an hour?
Like, dude, we should let them do a floor routine, like a gymnastics
floor
routine.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. for sure.
They would be so good.
That would be cool. Or just, like, they show off their cool, like, stunning moves, like, one after another. And it's not like a match. It's just, like, an exhibition of top ropes or whatever.
Yeah. Also sweet. It's like a weird white trash Cirque du Soleil. Like, I would like that as well.
Cirque du Brolet.
But, Ooh. But, yeah, I just don't get it. I don't quite understand what you need as, like, an adult to be, like, really, really invested in it.
Yeah.
I just don't totally understand.
I think you need fetal alcohol syndrome to really
be... It helps. It definitely helps.
Oh, my God. Also,
they're going to come after you.
Oh, no.
There's the nostalgia thing, too. Like, my brother was super into wrestling.
You're really throwing him under the bus. You're throwing him under the bus so hard. My douchebag Florida brother who pretends to golf used to love wrestling because he's a fucking dumbass.
A little bit. But the only reason why he still, like, watches it, like, he doesn't watch it all the time, but he'll watch, like, his favorite wrestler from when he was a kid. He loved John Cena. He loved him.
Yeah. How about...
All my favorite wrestlers are canceled, like Kane and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. That's too bad, brother. Me too. I used to love Hornswoggle, and now that's not cool, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Is Goldust canceled? You know, that's, like, when I'm surprised there's not a groping allegation for Goldust out there. I'm going to have to Google that fella and see what's up. I'm surprised it's not a more progressive crowd. I'm pretty sure Goldust was very sexually ambiguous for the mid-90s.
That's true.
Ric Flair,
like, that's pretty wild. Ric Flair, definitely provocative. What was who was the just the sexy guy who just, his thing was like, he fucked moms, he fucked trailer park moms. Val Venus just fucked. That was like his deal. He came out in like a shiny onesie and he was just like, hey, and all the ladies were like, I imagine, just throwing like feminine cans of Bud Light onto the stage.
Oh.
The positive pregnancy test, just making wrestling fans right there.
Oh boy. Yeah. No, I don't I'm not as into the lore as you two are, I guess.
I was exposed to it because my brother watched it and the kids that I babysat watched it.
Yeah.
How about
combat sports? You like combat sports like UFC?
I do like the UFC when it's interesting. There is, when a boring UFC fight is actually one of the more boring things in the world.
True.
But it's just people like rolling around and like, I don't want to get punched either. Like, I get it. Like, if I got into a fight, like, it wouldn't be entertaining to watch. But I'm like, I kind of feel like there's a point where you have to make like non-strategic moves so that you can like get paid.
Right.
But generally, yeah, I'll watch a UFC fight if it's on.
Yeah, they can be interesting. I also think it's interesting that the UFC people are probably like the worst out there. Like this guy, who is BJ Penn? who's got that Capgras syndrome. He thinks like his whole family has been murdered and replaced by twins. And it's like, well, that's what you get when your job is just getting punched in the head over and over and over.
Oh my God.
Oh, you think Congress is bad now? Wait till these fuckers start getting in there like 10, 15 years from now. Kane, the wrestler I was talking about, is like the mayor of a city.
Well,
fucking
wrestling
Jesse
has a
Ventura.
Long tradition of that. Yeah.
Holy
Jesse
shit.
Ventura.
Jesse Ventura. Yeah.
He's hiding from the
Where's
goons.
The governor?
Oh my God.
He's the fucking governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Is terrifying.
Much to Will Sasso's delight, as one of the impressions that Will Sasso does.
Fuck yeah.
It's like Frank Caliendo would cream in his jeans if fucking John Gruden becomes governor of Nevada. Oh my God, that'd be like, finally.
I'm back, baby.
I'm fucking back, baby.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, that was good. That was fun. What's been going on over there? Is it hot in Wisconsin? It's getting warm over here.
It's starting. It's still getting like cold in the morning, but it's like you look around, there's leaves on the trees. It feels like summer. I think I got a sunburn yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
That sucked. That was a rude awakening. And now as an adult, those are alarming, each one. I see my health bar go down.
Yeah.
Like each one, like a little sliver goes away. I'm like, ah, fuck. Oh, fuck. That was it. I went to the doctor for like the first time since like 2018, this past month.
Nice.
And that it's weird as an adult going, cause they're like, do you know this about yourself? And I'm like, I can't call my mom like anymore to ask like what the deal is with my health. Like I shouldn't. But did I get Hep A vaccine? And I was like, I must have, right? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, that's fair. Why would you know that? But yeah, so it was, I just got a bunch of, I just basically had him do everything. I was like, just give me a full sweep. Just let's see what kicks up. And I almost have high cholesterol, but I don't. I'm like two away. And I'm like, to me, that means I don't need to make a change. What I took away from that, I was like, I am totally fine right now in this moment. And I will deal with that next time.
I got the high cholesterol. My cholesterol was terrible. And so they put me on statins. But I also made a bunch of changes because I don't want to die. And so then my cholesterol was better and they took me off the statins. But I got another check-in in like 2 months and my cholesterol's back up. I have to be on the statins for the rest of my life.
Yep. Not a problem they can fix. They go, well, that's just how it goes.
It sucks so bad. Like, this is the biggest test I've ever had to take.
Oh my God. You know? And you don't really have much control over it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That's it. I mean, my confronting my mortality, they were like, yeah, but, you know, next couple years, you got to start doing regular, like, colonoscopies. Because they keep lowering that because more and more young people are getting booty cancer.
Yeah.
That's probably from all the everything that I ate my whole life by the foot. It's just coiled up.
You don't think
coiled up in there clogging the sink?
You don't think Dino chicken nuggets were a healthy option every night?
Do you think Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Do you think they're really...
Oh, so here's the thing about Flamin' Hot Cheetos is they're not spicy, but you can feel them burning your stomach like after you eat them. Like that is so you know they're bad.
Yeah, they're just...
You can just feel the outline of your stomach when they're in there.
They're just like heartburn crunch. Is what they should call it.
I've never had
like acid refluxos.
Dude, they're making fucked up shit now. Like we're I think the first generation that is like welcoming death, like a weird death cult. Like I just saw like spiked Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So they have like a 5% Mountain Dew hard, whatever that is. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? It would not shock me if there is like a milk that is flavored like Flamin' Hot Cheetos at some point in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Where instead of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk, it's Flamin' Hot Cheetos
it's
milk.
It's crazy, yeah. Talking about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like, that used to be the peak unhealthy cereal, and now everything is, like, wrapped in cookie dough. Like, all these cookie dough cereals, it's bonkers.
Yeah. I was in the grocery store looking at the cereal aisle, and I couldn't fucking believe it that, like, Oops All Berries, Captain Crunch, is, like, the closest thing to fruit kids are getting these days, it seems like. Yeah, they're fucked. They're totally fucked. And they had to do remote learning for too long, so I bet they're all completely illiterate.
It's actually really interesting because I do kind of work with kids. And I saw a huge, like, the kids I was getting like the first 2 years after the pandemic were huge pussies. Huge pussies. They didn't want to touch a single thing. Like, we do all these really cool, like, programs where we take this, like, big net and we sweep it into the ocean and we come up with all this cool stuff. And in prior years, kids were, like, getting into it, like, playing with the crabs and the fish and stuff. And these COVID kids didn't want to touch a single thing. I was getting so pissed at them.
Oh, you don't want to touch this old dead fish that we scraped off.
They're
the
not dead. They're not dead. Here. They're not dead. And most of
is that worse?
Most of, yeah, well, with some of these kids, yes, that's true. It's swimming upside down because it's tired.
It smells like that massager in my mom's drawer.
Oh, god damn.
Yeah, I am also scared of fish. I don't want, there's something about touching something and thinking maybe I'll have to kill this thing that gives me just like a negative reaction, like mice and stuff. Like, it's not that I'm scared of them as a thing, but the idea of having to touch them, ugh, like fish, I don't want to pull a fish on a, like pull them off of a fishing line. Like, fishing is not for me. I like to like sit in a boat and drink a beer. And I have some friends who are big into fishing, and if they want to take me, I'll just pretend. Like, I'll put nothing on the hook, and I'll just be like, man, nothing today. Nothing again today. Just classic time with my buds.
That's pretty good. That's interesting, though. You're scared of the potential mm-hmm. death that you might bring. You're scared of your own power is really yeah. what it is, Zach.
Yeah, scared and aroused. Wait, no. Just scared.
Yeah.
Cool. I could never put the worm on the hook. Like, I used to go fishing when I was a kid, and I always had to make my parents put the worm on the hook. So gross. But it was always catch and release, which seems mm-hmm. kind of silly.
Recreational fish torture.
Yeah, I don't do that now.
I said that to somebody on my surf fishing class, and they were not happy.
Oops. Yeah, it's like, leave them alone if you don't want to keep them. If you're not eating them, just let them fucking be there.
Right? Yeah. Don't fuck them.
Quit fucking with them.
I do. You're going to do that.
Quit fucking with those fish. I would love to have a lake house that just has a big sign. Just quit fucking with the fish.
That would be good.
Get that tattooed on me.
That would be good. Speaking of the ocean, MexicoNewsDaily.com, Tecate launches new salty beer from exclusive floating bar in Gulf of Mexico.
Where's See, that?
That's how you can tell it's Mexico News Daily. And
I've never heard of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Not in my history books.
Yes, so Tecate Light has a special edition with salt water from the Gulf of Mexico.
Tecate's parent company is Heineken?
Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing actually original left on this earth.
No, anymore. I know. It's just.
But this is obviously a jab at our God King Trump for renaming, or really bestowing the correct name on the body of water there. I mean, correcting centuries of American oppression.
Oh my gosh.
But Tecate, I guess they're too woke to be down with that, so they're mm-hmm. they're making this Gulf of Mexico sea salt beer.
Huh.
Heineken is
and they're just calling it like a salty version of their light beer. It's not like a Goza or
nope.
anything. It's
nope.
just got salt in it.
Yep.
Why do you want to drink salt?
Well, so there is a tradition of salty beers like Goza, others. No, they're like chiladas.
And in other examples, no,
like chiladas and stuff like that. The rest, yeah,
miscellaneous, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there is that.
Ah, you've changed my mind.
Thank God. I mean, it's not for me. Obviously, I don't really like Gozas.
I like Gozas.
I like Yozas. I like Yozas like as well. Tiny little fried
oh
corn pockets. Yeah, they're delicious.
Well, it doesn't
have those are good. Yeah, those are real good.
Yeah. But I wonder if this is exclusively available in Mexico or if it will make its way up north.
Does it not say?
I don't think it said.
Oh, it says.
Does it?
It says near the bottom. It is, if memory serves, it is right now literally only available on this one boat. I assume that's in the picture of the article, which is a beer like a bar in the Gulf of Mexico, and then they're going to expand it to six places throughout several Mexican states.
Oh,
I didn't even read the whole article.
Of course not. Huh.
Look, it's got like gotta be 800 words. The WWE one was much
so okay So I didn't read this paragraph, and now it's making me mad. It says, according to Heineken, the special salty edition of Tecate Light is currently available only at the Gulf of Mexico bar, which again is a catamaran out on the ocean. And then it says, where the beer company will gauge consumer response. That's such a skewed...
It's like the 15
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's such a skewed sample size. That's true. We surveyed 6 assholes who had their own boats and came out to our catamaran.
We've done 6 assholes, and we've got a whole Margaritaville in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. And then we're going to use kind of this as our consumer marketing kind of
basis. I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, I'm just not. I've just made myself mad thinking about Margaritaville.
Oh, no.
Are you saying you're not a parrot?
It pisses me off. Dude, I actually like Jimmy Buffett a lot as like a person. Yeah. And I like a couple Jimmy Buffett songs. But I just can't imagine. It's like Born in the USA having like a red, white, and blue themed chain restaurant with it. It's just that. It's like you're not supposed to want to be in Margaritaville.
That's true.
In the song, like it's not
that's
good.
A good point.
The guys wasted in Margaritaville. You can't just hear steel drums and be like, "That's what I want to be doing."
Yeah.
Like people talk about media literacy now, but every fucking moron who heard that song was like, "That sounds pretty."
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is like Jesus Christ. They're like, "What did that macho man Randy Savage get up to today?" I wish I was in Margaritaville.
Yeah. It's kind of like checking into the Hotel California or something, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lovely place, you know? It's great, apparently, at the Hotel California. You never want to leave. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck my life. I mean, this is how you have people who read Ayn Rand, though, and walk away being like, maybe I shouldn't care about literally any other person except myself. Maybe that's how to make society better.
I tried to read The Fountainhead, and I was just like, this guy's a total asshole. Like, I don't want to stay with him for another 500 pages. And then I stopped reading it.
Yeah, I can imagine that didn't really click with you.
Well, I was curious. I was like, you know, I didn't think I was going to love the philosophy, but the book is in the zeitgeist. And then it was just like, yeah, some douchebag.
Yeah.
No, what's been amazing is in that same thing, like all cable TV. So every now and then on various streaming, they like smush in their cable network that they own because no one's watching the TV. And I feel like every show right now is I call it like boomer porn. Like it's like just somebody who's like a seasoned old, like an old dog, just like coming back into a town to like fix everything. And everyone's too soft and sensitive. And there's like the comedy one where the military base is all like,
Theory
is like
actually
totally justified in that one. Cause like, everyone would be like, what are you talking about? I was like, I actually don't want like a wacky workplace comedy that's like the military. Because like, I feel like they actually should be taking it very seriously. They shouldn't have like a big fat guy with gout like running around trying to like do anything. Kind of agree with him, but I'm like, the show premise is preposterous. We just watched the show called Bondsman that has Kevin Bacon. And it's kind of like a supernatural detective-y kind of show. Like Supernatural, but no one in it is hot. Like, everyone is just very Southern and older.
That's too bad.
And what's fucked is that the character, like, Kevin Bacon's character dies and goes to hell and gets brought out of hell to, like, fight demons.
Oh, so it's R.I.P.D.
And you think... Yes. Exactly that.
God.
But he used to be a bounty hunter, like a dog the bounty hunter. So that's why it's a bond. He's a bondsman. But... they set it up like, because he's of course got an ex-wife and like a high school age child who does not care for him and whatever, and he's like a piece of shit. They set it up like, oh well, like, you know, you have to do all this shit, but you can take this time with your family and kind of make the most of it, like, you know, mend bridges with your family. And he basically, over the course of the whole first season, apologizes sort of once to his family, and they're like, oh, we forgive you. And everybody immediately forgives him, and then he basically dooms the whole planet so that he can get out of his deal with the devil. And it's just like, dude, come on.
Very boomer. Like I'm just gonna fuck everybody for my gain and never once apologize.
Yeah.
As though he doesn't have to live on the planet after he fucks it up, too. Like, totally short-sighted, like... He's like, well, now when I die, I'll go to heaven. Do you think that what you'll die now and go to heaven after what you just did? Like, it's the worst thing anyone's ever done, Kevin Bacon. And I was like, am I supposed to think that was awesome? Like, was it rad that he did that and like badass? And someone was like, he had to be like, he was like, well, if I'm going to go to hell either way at the end of this mission, why would I help anyone? And the person is like, literally the entire world is at stake. And he was like, oh yeah. And it's like, this is crazy.
That's like Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, but I like Cabin in the Woods.
Me too. Cabin in the Woods is good, but they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's like, I feel like that trope that you were describing is every new Tim Allen show. Gruff old dog, conservative.
Yes.
With a liberal daughter.
Tim Allen got out of prison on the condition that he would go ahead and make conservative propaganda for the rest of his life.
That I actually believe that.
Me too.
100%.
That on all of his friends.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
There's like the Sylvester Stallone show about
King of Tulsa,
Oklahoma,
or Tulsa King, Tulsa King, yeah.
What?
Tulsa King, that's not even on it's like on its fifth season. That one's not even new. There's Tulsa King,
it's like, I've only
Yellowstone, Landsman.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They, Tulsa King or King of Tulsa, whatever that is, they, the only thing I've ever seen is the trailer, and they're like, what do you know about windmills? And he's like, they blow. And I'm like, that's not true.
Windmills do not work that way.
That's wrong.
Oh my god.
That's wrong. The one thing he knows about windmills is
true.
Yeah. Wrong. It's totally
that's true.
Wrong.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh my god, fuck.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. Did you watch
But yeah, so that's
did you watch
now.
Righteous Gemstones? That was pretty good.
So good.
No, I heard that
it
was
good.
Good.
It was good.
Amazing.
We just finished it. It's over now, but
yeah.
It was worth it. It was worth a watch.
Check that out. We've just been watching a lot of anime. Like
that makes sense to me. Are you caught up on One Piece yet?
Dude, I'm off the One Piece train. For a while, I went off the anime and was manga only again, and then I've just given up. I was just like, you know what? I will say this. If you are willing to fast forward through parts of One Piece, the entire arc through Skypiea is worth watching. Like, and the thing right after that, the filler arc right after that, where they land in the Marine base and then they have hijinks, is also great. After that, it is very, very not good for most of it. But you can fast forward and get through it until they get to Whole Cake Island, in which case it becomes literally unwatchable, I would say. And that's really the point where I had to realize I was watching children's media. Like, I had to confront it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't recap. In a 20-minute episode, you can't spend 7 minutes the episode recapping last episode. Like, that's fucked up. And I was like, this is for kids. This is like yelling at Dora the Explorer for not being
able to. It's true. It's true.
This mystery is not hard to solve. There's just three steps and you're done. And you sing a little song and that fucking weasel steals from you. Yeah. And it's just like, maybe it's just
I think that weasel was supposed to be Jewish. I think that weasel was supposed to be Jewish.
I think they could have made him more Jewish if he was supposed to be Jewish, especially...
Oh my God.
Like, I think they could have made it worse. So not the least, like, it's not Tolkien Jewish. So like, come on.
Right.
Like,
right.
Somehow every bad race is Jewish in Tolkien. It's like dwarves, goblins, like all of them. They're like,
that's
they're
true.
All bad.
And he also, I love Tolkien, but he really sneaks in some stuff about black folks too. He's like, the black men out of the South just showed up all of a sudden and they're doing some bad stuff. Never hear about that again.
Yep. Yeah, just so you know, they're up to no good.
Yeah.
Just moves on. Yeah, it's not like H.P. Lovecraft bad from Tolkien, but it's unnecessary as well. H.P. Lovecraft also was like just off the top rope for a one paragraph, and then would like go back to doing his New England shit. He's like, just so you know, there's fucking grass skirt wearing people out there worshiping evil gods, huh? And you're like, go back to Yale.
I think we all know who I'm talking about.
You know exactly. It's like, all right, HP.
Do you know the name of his cat?
Yeah, I do. I do, and I can't repeat it. But that's bold. But my favorite thing about HP Lovecraft was, like, in his diaries, he just did not like being in the city, in, like, northeast cities, because they were too diverse, and he would write about how much he didn't like it. And I was like, I'm just glad he was unhappy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It sucks. I love some HP Lovecraft prose. Like, I'm willing to, just like One Piece, I'm willing, a lot like One Piece, I'm willing to kind of fast forward mentally through some of those parts to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But man, that's a good spooky prose, otherwise. And people don't really copy it well. Like, I don't think there's a lot of, like, great direct analogs that aren't, like, clearly doing an H.P. Lovecraft impression.
There was a, oh shit, damn it. There was a book I read that kind of had some of that going on, but I, as soon as I was going to bring it up, I forgot the name of the book and the author. So
that's been good.
This has been a real good aside.
Nice.
Okay. Well, thank you, Becca.
You're
it
welcome.
Was very informative. much like our next article will be. So from WRAL.com, study finds toxic forever chemicals in beer. RTI, whoever that is, RTI International, found that PFAS is in a lot of beers. But I gotta be honest, I don't give a shit. And that's because if you read the research, it's saying that most of the PFAS is just coming out of drinking water anyway. So yeah. It's like if you're just going to drink bottled water from this city, you're going to get the PFAS anyway. So I just don't – this is like a big nothing scaremonger article, it seems to me.
Yeah, we have microplastics in us. Like, I'm over it. I don't care. I'll drink whatever.
I'm not trying to live for forever, forever. Like, I think one of these things, like, if it's like – you know, when you get to be 70, you're a little extra senile because of the plastic. I'm like, you know what? I had a pretty good run. And I don't need to know what's going on at 70. That's somebody else. If I'm that senile, it's someone else's problem. like, truly, it is, like, literally just someone else's problem. You better not be going into a farmer's market in my town because I should not be driving anymore.
I'll be throwing bottles at professional wrestlers, you know.
Definitely. Oh, my God. But here's the thing, though. Like, I know it's obviously bad to be poisoned and whatever. But like you said, it's coming from the water. Nothing you can do about that. The article says the FDA is going to start testing more going forward. I doubt that. I highly doubt
they'll test more, and it'll be like, yeah, there's a shitload of PFAS in here. We're not going to do anything about it.
The groundwater's fucked. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do about it? I can't do anything with that information other than just be like, well, damn, time to drink some Mountain Dew instead.
Some hard Mountain Dew.
I'll just curl up with a nice hard code red and a good book and just call it a day. But yeah, it's like you can't do anything about it. And I don't know. I feel like as much as everybody kind of goes, again, like the classic boomer line that like things now, it's like, well, we didn't have people with autism back in my day. And you're like, there's people who are like super into trains, like filming them going by. You're like, that man had a full model train set in his whole basement. And that's just a hobby in 1972. Like you were fucking autistic, dude. Like, you're autistic as hell. You know, it's like you used to have just a kooky old guy in town. You'd have a kooky old guy, and then like, there he is. He's just weird as hell.
Yep.
He wears six hats at once and rain boots all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just his deal. And
we
like,
didn't have
me.
Autistic people. We just had guys that murdered every young woman on the highway.
Yup. And you're like, yeah, man, I'll have PFAs out the ass, and then wear rain boots everywhere and no pants, and that's somebody else's problem.
Yep.
You know, you figured out society.
That's true. There was a guy.
I'm too far gone.
There was a guy out in California that used to come into the thrift store I worked in, and he used to be a normal dude and got poisoned by chemicals in his apartment, and it gave him like straight up brain damage, and so. He, like, got this huge settlement, so he was super rich, but he was also super fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, he wasn't bad. Like, we chatted sometimes. But, yeah, it's just gonna be like that, you know? Just, like, wandering around with no hair muttering to yourself because you got poisoned by your beer.
I'm clearly off, but you can't, you don't know what to do about it because I'm already here going places.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, you can't pretend like people are more fucked up now. Like, everyone's DDT getting sprayed on kids, leaded gasoline. This can't be as bad as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's bad to have plastic in this, but now you know how a seagull feels. They have macroplastics in them, which has got to be worse.
That's true. And everybody wants to be a seagull, so.
Yeah, they have a good existence. They fly around. They eat french fries off the parking lot.
That's true. I saw one do that the other day.
Scare kids. Yeah, it's a dream.
Stole it from a tiny bird, though. It was kind of sad.
Circle of life.
Not Sequoia.
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, shit. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm not going to change anything I do because of this report. I'm still going to drink the beers I drink, and I don't think it matters.
Uh-huh.
What if these forever chemicals are the cure to, you know, high cholesterol or something. Like, you know, maybe we just need the plastic. It accumulates on the plastic bits and it like falls out of the what do you call it?
Cloaca?
I'm wiggling my fingers. Like there's no. It falls out of solution. Like it all just like falls out
Right.
together naturally in the body. The body has systems, I'm sure. In God's plan, right? Like the body is equipped to
Health.
take care of plastics because the Lord wouldn't have put this challenge in front of
If
us if our body was not equipped to filter out these
it's
plastics.
legitimate
True.
plastic, you know, the body has a way of shutting that down. So
It must be. It must be. Yeah. If you truly didn't want to get poisoned by
yeah, then
plastic,
you
your body would
wouldn't.
just expel it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And you wouldn't. And you
Yep.
wouldn't. But no, it's so funny that some people think that it's like intelligent design and like classic inside of your mouth, not bite proof. Took me 1 second to think of. It would be so much better than what our mouth is. And like, I can't figure out how to do anything else like from like an ecological perspective. But mouth bite proof, I would maybe do. My knees wouldn't click when they do the one thing they're supposed to do. Carpal tunnel. My wife's getting carpal tunnel, it seems like. And that's just from wrists being in a wrist-based position. Like that's not like doing acrobat shit. That's just like sometimes if you have your wrist laying straight for too long, it's bad for you. Like that's crazy.
Yeah,
Come
that's
on.
nuts. The
Here's an
fact that
idea.
100% of
Yeah.
people
Infinite
get back
lifespan on the
pain just
wrist.
because like we haven't evolved to fully be standing upright yet.
Yeah.
Like, cool, thanks for
And it's like that's on us though too. It's like, dude, it's been like fucking
that.
800,000 years. We can't figure this shit
Yeah,
out.
it's
We can't
like
figure out how to be standing up straight. No one, I didn't ask to do this. I wouldn't mind. It's not my idea to be standing up. I was just told I must. Now, what about that girl? Have you seen that one? I've only ever seen a 3 second clip of it when people are making fun of other people. But there's that girl who runs like a dog
Yes.
online. She just runs on all fours. We could be doing that. That seems
That's
fine. She
funny.
seems like she's doing great. No autism back then, by the way.
Yeah.
She just naturally decides to do that.
Yeah.
That's
There
fine.
was some dude who like he I can't he had like a helmet and these things he used to like be like a goat and he went out and like lived among mountain goats for
I've
like a
seen
while.
that.
Yeah.
It's
It, classic. Just a classic guy, just really into
Yeah,
goats.
he's
That's
just
fine.
curious.
I get it.
That's normal. He's a
Yeah.
scientist. But like also every discovery I feel like was done by an autistic person. Like when people are like that, yeah, Gregor Mendel just bred peas and watched what happened for like
Not a
15
normal thing to
years
do.
and took meticulous
Yeah.
notes. And you're like, I know there was no TV, but like holy
Yeah.
shit, like come on. You can take TV away. I'm not gonna fucking discover shit. I'm not gonna be
Discover how many
curious
times I
about
can jack
anything.
off in one day.
Six. But no, like I just think like logistically, I just don't have the heart of a scientist or the autism of a scientist like back in the day to be like, I wonder what plants are made out of. I would just go, a plant. Like whenever I have a question in my day-to-day life, I go, oh, I wonder about that. And I go, well, I guess I'll never know. And I just walk off onto the next question in my life. Like I don't dig into it any
I
further
do
than that.
feel like sometimes I'm like fundamentally incurious. Like I'll be at work and somebody will be like, you know, what's that cop car doing out there? I'm just like,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go find out, you know?
I don't mind like musing, but only as far as like my imagination can take me. At the point where it's time to like get data, like I'm completely out. Like I don't mind a hypothetical, but I'm not gonna like do any sort
You're an
of
ideas man.
actual data-driven research about it. I'm an ideas man, yeah. Which my wife does not like. She's not much of a hypothetical person. I'll be like, what do you think? In the Predator, do you think he makes his hair like that, or do you think they're always have their hair like that? Like, what do you think was the intention? And she's like, I don't fucking know. Can you wash a dish, please? And I'm just like, okay, fine. She'd be like Galileo here with the Catholic Church. Like, I'm trying to have big ideas. And you're squashing them. You're squashing them into a box.
You psyched for this new Predators movie, Predators Badlands?
Okay, so here's the thing. No. But like I didn't watch The Predator and think, gotta know more about the predators, but maybe I am fundamentally incurious. Like I didn't wonder at all. I was like, yeah, I get the gist. They're big game hunter aliens. That is the one trait that they
Yeah.
have, other than that they have crazy mouth that Arnold Schwarzenegger thinks looks like a vagina, which I do not. As a person who's seen a vagina, I don't think the predator mouth looks that much like a vagina.
Yeah, no.
Like to me personally, I don't look at it and think I want to have sex with it, but. I also
Okay.
know that they have
Rude.
dreads either because they just got back from a Caribbean cruise
I
in sixth grade
think he looks like
or
Bo
because their
Derek.
hair is naturally like that. But yeah, that was the ultimate showstopper in my school days. When the girl went on the cruise to the Bahamas, she always came back with the fucking tight braids
Yeah.
with the beads at the bottom. And she was
Yeah.
like, oh, these? Clack, 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 clack. I just got this shit in the Bahamas. Maybe you've
Yeah.
heard of it. It's what the Beach Boys sing about. But yeah, I think the Predator, that's what I think about the Predator. I think they all just got back from the Bahamas where they don't hunt anyone.
Yeah.
And then they go hunt people in Panama, or wherever that was.
Yeah.
They gotta relax before a hunt.
I'm kind of psyched because I guess one of the characters in it is a Weyland-Yutani robot. So now we've got
Yeah.
AVP again, and I liked the AVP
Amazing.
universe.
It makes sense from like a universe perspective. I think there's nothing really to do with it other than it feels like a 6-year-old's action figure fight. And there's nothing really else to do with it, and that's fine. Like, just, but like, don't be ashamed. I don't like when they're ashamed of that in
Yeah.
the movie, where they're like, no, there's a plot, there's a lore. Shut up. Just like, go, ah, fuck. And you see a guy going, fuck, it's both. And then, like, he gets killed, and
Yeah,
then they
I just
fight.
want to see a sweaty dude firing a big gun at some aliens.
Oh my God, so much of that in the first Predator. It was so great. It has one of my favorite scenes in any action movie. Where Shane Black wrote the only funny thing he's ever written in his life. This is where Jesse Ventura's fucking, he gets fucking shot. And he's like, you're bleeding, man. He just goes, I ain't got time to bleed. And then Shane Black looks at him and he goes, what? Okay. Like, he just literally goes, oh, like in universe, it's an insane thing to say. And it's just like, yeah, dude, his character is just a fucking lunatic.
You've seen Predator the musical, right?
No.
It's a
What?
YouTube video. It's not a real thing. But
It's so
after
good.
this call, go onto YouTube and search Predator the musical, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It's the best thing you're gonna see tonight.
I will look up that absolutely after this.
All right.
But yeah, so I'm into the new Predators. I think it's fine. I was never curious about additional lore. I did not need Danny Glover to be in the second Predator movie. I did not think that was smart. It's like, what if we put him into New York? I was like, that's boring.
Yeah.
I know about New York.
I did not like
I don't like
Predator.
that at
Didn't
all.
like it, no.
No. And they had like a Revolutionary War gun, and they were like, we got to make a movie about that. We saw in the spaceship that
Yeah.
they were here in Revolutionary War times. It's like, we don't need to, we don't need to
I
inherently.
didn't think that was necessary, but I thought Prey was cool. I don't know. I was all right with
Prey
it.
was cool.
It's good and a great spin-off title.
Yeah.
Prey? Come on now. Like,
That's true.
that's pretty
That's
good.
true. That's true.
If we've got to live in an established universe, not a bad one.
Yeah.
They've got the new one where it's like a kid predator. Like, I just don't want it to go. It's like a juvenile, I think,
Oh,
in the movie and the show. It's like, where his braids are like a little looser, I bet, or like shorter, or they have more beads or fewer. I don't
yeah.
know. Something's different with the hair, I bet. I just like don't think we. I just don't want them to have families and shit. I kind
Right.
of like them being just like psycho killer aliens that like have a mutual combat respect, and that's as far as I
Yeah.
go to
It's
love.
like the new Lord of the Rings show where they're like, "Oh yeah,
Exactly.
goblins are
Exactly.
actually good." No, they're not. They are
They're
lore-bound
fucking
bad.
not. Yeah, it's like they're bad. And also, we watch them get birthed out of mud sacks in the other movie. We know that they don't have houses and shit. They just flop out in the mud and they're like, I want to fucking eat human
Yeah.
beings. That is their whole emotional state. And like, yeah, it's a classic D&D world, but like they are all evil. Like 100%, they are just made by an evil creature to be
Yeah.
evil. They don't have nuance. There's no nuance here, and that should be fine. I don't need a moral relativism
Right. Agreed.
for
Yeah.
goblins. Like they, I don't need them for that. You could have other species in Lord of the Rings, like the elves, dwarves. There you go. That's your moral relativism angle. They're learning to like each other. They're learning to be less racist. They're putting away thousands of years of bad history. That's great. You can put a modern narrative in a Lord of the Rings thing, definitely. The issue they're running into is no one's going to do it better than Peter Jackson did.
Yep.
That was such a good adaptation. It was like very much like cut out the shit that doesn't need to be there. The
Yeah.
core of it is there. And they immediately fucked it up again as soon as they
Thought
made
it
The
was
Hobbit. They
garbage.
fucked it up right away. It was just a magic, it was a magic planet alignment of like Hollywood hands off, but like
Yep.
huge budget,
Yeah.
which never is going to happen ever again. And then great source material that they respected
Yep.
and like
Yeah.
actually did something with.
Oh well. Well, you know,
R.I.P.
speaking of terrible media, let's wrap this show up, shall we?
It's a great segue.
Fuck yeah.
That's why I'm the host, baby.
Don't call me that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, it's weird. Zach, remind us of the berry flavored beverage that you consumed today.
Oh, yeah. So from Mobcraft, I had Bury Me 6 feet deep. And it tasted like 6 feet, is how I describe it. So it was this 5.3% ABV.
It was the delivery.
I drank the whole thing, though. Like, I settled into it, and I think it's like an abusive relationship. Like, I just, like, felt like, I think by the end of it, I was like, this is what I deserve, you know? It tasted less like vinegar than it smelled. I can't believe they made this, tried it, and were like, you gotta package this up and give it to the people. Like, I would have been like, you know what? It didn't work out. Doesn't really taste like mint. It definitely doesn't really taste like berries. It's a little tart. Like, it's definitely tart. Maybe it may be herbal, but like not mint. I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years if you'd asked me. I don't know. It sucked, but like the more I drank, the more my mouth kind of got used to it and I could kind of power through. This feels like a very definite 4.0 to me. I would recommend this if you and your friends do a beer podcast and you just have to keep drinking beers that you haven't had before. And then you text each other before and you're like, we've got to do berries this week. Right. It's got to be berries. It's an Oops All Berries podcast. And that's what it is. And you're like, well, I've got no fucking choice. Otherwise, just like don't. You don't have to. Yep. You don't have to unless this is your job or your hobby.
Becca, do you want to remind the people what we had?
We had Leinenkugel's Berry Weiss.
Yep. Okay, great, super.
That's yeah. All I got. Yeah,
Leinenkugel's Berry Weiss. It was 4.7, which I'm not sure I mentioned in the beginning. What did you think of it, Becca?
It was pretty good. It was drinkable. It was a little like bland at the back for me. It wasn't as like sweet at the back as I wanted it to be. I know I could have used more sweet.
Odd.
Even sweeter.
Okay.
I don't know.
What are you gonna give it?
Give it a
6.5. Okay. I did not enjoy this beer nearly as much as Becca did. Okay. I didn't think it was like offensive, but it tasted kind of artificial to me, and it was very sweet, which is not, you know, exactly what I'm looking for. So I would give this probably like a 4.2, and I would recommend this to kids. This would be such an easy beer.
For your first beer.
Yeah, such an easy beer for kids to drink. That's you know? True. It's just right up their alley.
I feel like it would be a good beer to mix things with.
Like to put other alcohol in?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
We call
those drinks fully leaded. We call them fully leaded drinks when every component has alcohol in it.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Which just kind of shows what kind of winter we have here.
I feel like some vodka in there would be good.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe. That. Maybe. You psychopath.
Like a vodka crayon? Like a little vodka crayon?
Yeah.
Or like...
I'm on my period, so...
Champagne. Oh my god. Champagne.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but...
I love that. Do you think they missed out on some Barry White puns? Because like a Barry Weiss is just
Barry right
White.
There.
Like,
it's right there.
That's true.
There's so many things you could have called this beer that would be definitely get you sued, but would make me chuckle.
Yeah.
So I think next time, Leinenkugel, think about that. If you're going to do Wisconsin, you know, meh, not proud, but whatever this is.
And
the least you could do is make me chuckle.
You're, you know, kids love nothing more than Barry White, so it makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's for the parents because the parents have to buy it for them,
right.
So we can't buy their own.
Trick
beer.
The parents into letting the kids bop with us.
Yeah, oh my god, you could do like a Yellowstone angle to sell your beers to kids because the parents, before they go, obviously, to a WWE event, are going to buy beer for their kids.
Right.
Because if we had it, you know, in utero, we can have it out utero. Like, it's probably going to be fine. It's not going to fix his face, but the philtrum's not getting any longer on that kid. But yeah, it's like you want to go, yeah, it's like Sylvester Stallone and like a one of those leather jackets, like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman with like the dangles on it. And it's just like, you know, when country meant tough. And you're like, yeah. And then it's like Barry White's like the sexy version of that. You have like a Barry White one next to it.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't care. They went back when STDs were all curable. They're like, those were the days. Back when it was just called VD and that was it. And you just got VD and you got taken care of and there was no problem.
I love that there is still like the hot seat on ships. Like there's just one toilet painted red. And if you have, like, diseases, that's the one you use so you don't spread it around to other people. It's hilarious.
That, what an elaborate lie from the toilet seat designer on a cruise ship. Like, see, babe, I told you, you can just get it from a toilet seat. It's right there. They wouldn't do this on cruises for no reason.
Not cruises, like naval ships.
It's the same deal.
Yeah, you know, a naval ship. Yeah,
they should do that on cruises, though.
Yeah, the USS Enterprise of the sea.
They definitely should.
We need to.
Way more people are fucking on cruises, I bet, than a naval ship.
That, I mean, yeah, for sure. That's absolutely true.
I hope so. Although, they're supposed to be defending our borders or whatever, or securing international trade or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be boinking.
Okay.
If you're a sailor, get back to work.
Well, this sure has been an episode full of hot takes.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
That's true. A lot of ground. That is true. Zach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Becca, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Listener, thank you for joining us. If you want to let us know how you keep your loved ones safe from your venereal diseases, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on the links at BrewsDayTuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. Don't let us keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
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 Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.